this is the girl who boo. Really didn't think about my name when I first created that username with the who and the boo, but hey, it's kind of, it's my Twitter name, so it's come across here to Audio Boo. But yeah, just listening to Gin Genius's boo about sleep versus hairdryer, and it's something of constant debate in my flat. I'm usually up before my boyfriend, or if he's staying over, then, you know, is it, do I go into the hallway to use the hairdryer? Yeah, definitely debate goes on. But I noticed this also occurred at my mum and dad's house. I live quite a bit away from them, so when I go down and visit, I'm usually down there visiting for a few days when I've got some time off from university or work. So I'm down there and I noticed that the hairdryer lives in the hallway. I kind of queried this, and sure enough, found out the next morning my dad had relegated my mum to the hallway in the mornings when she used the hairdryer. But what they didn't understand was that when I was actually down there, total selfish thought of my own, but I was there for a break and for a holiday, and I wasn't necessarily wanting to get up particularly early in the morning, and my mum has to leave the house around 8 o'clock, so which means she's usually drying her hair about 7:15, 7:30 if I'm lucky, if she's not got up earlier. So completely inconsiderate if you ask me, but then I guess karma does come back around, and it's just because I'm being inconsiderate to the sleeping lump in my bed. So I guess this will be an ongoing debate to be had in households across the UK and beyond. But yeah, just sharing that with you. Thanks for sharing that, Gin Genius. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.